Hello, lovely listeners. This is International Psychic Medium Jennifer Fezzio, and we are diving into the episode entitled, We Are All Mediums, and Here's My Proof. Number one, first piece of proof is that I've taught over 500 students, and I haven't met one that can't connect to spirit. These were not the students that I speak of. They were not people that were connected to spirit. They knew they could do it. They were secure in their abilities, their communication, their senses. In this group of 500 plus students, I had people that were doubters. They did not think they could do it. They had no background of working with spirit. They signed up to communicate with their son who had been killed in the car accident, or their mom who was on her way out the door in hospice, and they wanted to learn how to communicate with her when she did finally pass to spirit. These were people that had no background, knowledge, experience of mediumship, came in completely scared, but with an intent to learn. And all of these 500 plus students, were able to connect. And I'm going to tell you why that is, and that why is the same reason that we're all mediums. The why we all are mediums is because mediumship isn't a gift. It is an inherent soul way of living that we all possess. We all have souls, and every soul has its own senses that are very similar to the senses of the physical body. And when we work with spirit, or we just, and we don't, let's say you don't even call yourself a medium, okay? But when we want to connect with loved ones in the beyond, or guides, or angels, it is those inherent soul qualities, senses, that are used to communicate with the spirit world. And we all can do it. To make it short and sweet, we have a physical body with physical senses, and we have a soul body that is inside us as well, that has soul senses. And the senses are actually very similar. Clairvoyance versus the physical eyes, mind power with the brain versus claircognizance, and so on and so on. Do a T-chart. You'll see that there are similarities between the soul body and the physical body. And the kicker is that we're here to use both of them. We're supposed to find this balance of staying connected to the soul and the higher self, or the super conscious, whatever you want to call it. It's all the same. Well, it's a little different, but the part of us that is the higher being, that is the essence that goes on. And it can communicate. And not only can it communicate with spirit, people in spirit around us that don't have a physical body, whose natural way of communicating is the soul senses, because that's all they have in spirit. It can also communicate with souls in physical bodies here. And this is the psychic way of working. You know, my soul can reach out its little sensors with my intent and awareness to my daughter, and I can tap into her soul energy. It's the same thing. You know, all energy work is psychic mediumship, those words, which, to be honest, I wish I could erase them from the dictionary. They don't need to exist. But all the psychic and mediumship way of working is a soul-to-soul blend, an awareness, a connection, and a communication with senses of the soul, the seeing, the feeling, the knowing. And there's thousands of more senses our souls have. But these senses are used to connect to souls, to communicate, to understand. And that is something we all possess. It's nothing that people are gifted with. That's ridiculous. We all have a soul. It has its senses. And it's what we go back into being completely and fully when the physical body is shed. Now, there are some sensitives out there working, psychic mediums, that will listen to this episode of my podcast and think, no, I'm gifted. Everyone can't do this. And they are out there. And I've met them throughout my trainings when I trained. And it's really hard for someone to hear that. That is a medium who has been told their whole life and is under the impression that they're one of a few that can do this. But that's not how spirit works. We're here to learn the connection to the soul, to stay connected with our own soul for navigation, learning, lessons, comfort in life, connection to people. And we're here to embrace that. It's not an anointing at birth. My point is, the whole concept of mediumship has been misconstrued. It's not an anointing or something you're born with. It's the qualities of the soul that we all can do. And again, there will be people out there who disagree with this theory, but my experiences, my beliefs are based on my experiences, not what I was taught. My beliefs are based on my experiences as a medium, working with other mediums, training people in their mediumship. And I can tell you right now, I've never met a student who can't connect. And my experiences have led me to believe we all can do this. It's not a choice. It's all there inside of us. The soul is there with its senses. It's just a matter of, can you let go of fear? And are you ready at a soul level to embrace these senses? And I don't even know if I can say that, fairly say that. Are you ready to embrace it? You already have. We already embrace these senses at a soul level. Examples are, moms, dads, guardians connected to their kids or grandkids. How many of you just know that they had a bad day at school before they even get in the car? Did you know you were tuning into them with an intent and awareness and an energetic reach from your soul to theirs? How many of you get a knowing or feeling when you attend a wedding and you just know that it's going to be a tough road, or, wow, they just feel so compatible? Well, you're psychically reading these people. These feelings and knowings are coming in from the energetic senses. And I could go on and on with examples. So I don't think it's fair to say if you're ready to embrace these senses. We all already are, because again, they're all inside of us. We're here to work with it. The soul is always guiding you and giving you this inner compass and navigation that, you know, is always talking to you through feeling, through knowing, but your mind may not even identify that it's the soul doing it, but it is. I bet you're thinking it's funny how I'm a medium of 11 years and saying I wish the word didn't exist, but I don't, because it has caused so many issues with the misconceptions associated with the word medium, negativity or belief that everyone can't do this. It's very singling outy, okay? That's what it's presented with me. I wish I could erase that word from the dictionary, because we all can do this. That word has a negative connotation, and it's not, you know, Wikipedia says it's people that can supposedly communicate with the dead. No, it's, I'm going to have to disagree with that big time. We are here to connect to our soul, the senses, the intuitive connection. for ourselves and for others. And we can't get there as a collective if people associate the word medium as being someone who's gifted, singled out, and unfortunately in some cultures, negative, it carries a negative connotation with it. And we just can't get there. So my point is, with this episode, is to change your way of thinking, change your way, your definition, your feelings toward the word medium. We're all mediums. Let go of that. Use senses of the soul that we all have. And it's up to us, each of us, every single lifetime, if we choose to work on them. Let go of the fear. Let go of the misconceptions. You've got them, the senses, the clairs. You've got them. You've got thousands of them, clairs. So use them more regularly. Tap in. And now I'm going to wrap up with spirit, you know, spirit being around all of us all the time. And the purpose of the connection of the senses of the soul. Well, the purpose of the connection is for your inner compass, your navigation, like I said, but it is also there for you to connect to the divine within you, which is our life force, the spirit. Your connection in that spirit of the soul, which is in you, is that's your connection to spirit around you. And you can call it the divine, the Holy Spirit. It's the energy around us where our loved ones are at. That is how you feel them. You connect, you build up those senses of the soul, you go within, you expand your awareness. And with those senses, you expand out. And that is where you greet spirit. So the senses of the soul are for us to use for our journey here, for guidance, to bring out the best in us, to learn, free will, hardship, mistakes, grow, evolve at a soul level. But our soul senses and our essence is also the part that connects us to the divine that is all around us, where our loved ones are, where whatever God you choose to claim in this is, it's all the same thing, the divine. And to wrap up, it's very humorous to me, actually. I've laughed so much about this, about the misconception of the word medium and how I'd erase it if I could. I paused and I lost my train of thought. I want to wrap up by saying, we all can do this. Change your way of thinking. Try it. It's a suggestion that we are a physical body with a divine soul that is fueled by the spirit, the spark of the divine inside of us. And that soul and the divinity inside of it, that life force essence, has its own senses. And it is through the inner awareness and connection that we can sense spirit around us, sense things about our loved ones with us on earth in a physical body, and receive that support from our higher self soul while here, while growing. And we can also do it with spirit around us. And we go within to tap into the soul body that we all have, and we all can do this. If you have any questions, please, please, please feel free to join my Facebook group, Tellings of a Medium with Jennifer Fezzio. Let me know your thoughts on this. My next episode is going to be entitled The Soul versus the Spirit and the Blend and why that's important. Like, I just briefly touched on the spirit in connection to the soul at the end of this podcast. My next one is going to be about how these two are connected, why you need to know the connection, how to work that connection while you're here, to connect to spirit, to navigate how it all comes together. I hope you enjoyed. Please feel free to comment in my Facebook group. If you have any thoughts about this episode, request to join, I'll approve, and I'd be happy to answer those questions. Until next episode, listeners, love ya. Thanks for listening. See you soon.